Dom Yerushalmi, co-sponsored by Doron Bavli, Daf Samach Vov. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph and Med Aleph at the first Mishnah, Halacha Vov. Poifchim b'yom tovim u'b'shabbosais. We may be poifach to be pointing out that a vow includes Shabbos and Yom Tov. Poishoina hayoimim, oisam hayomim, mutarim u'shak layom asuim, atchibo b'kiva b'limed sha'aneda shehuta miksosoi, should say, huta kuloi. At first we said that those days Shabbos and Yom Tov are permitted after he has regret, and all the other days are prohibited, until Rabbi Akiva came and taught that a vow that was partially permitted is totally permitted, and therefore all days are permitted. How is this? If one said, Koinam, none of you may benefit from me, and one of them became permitted, then all of them are permitted. This one may not benefit from me, this one, and this one, and this one. He singles them out individually, and the first one was permitted, then all were permitted. But if the last one was permitted, then the last one permitted, the ones before him are all prohibited. One said, benefit that I give to this one is like a korban, and to this one is like a korban, and to this one a korban. To permit them, he needs a separate pesach for each one. Koin and wine that will not taste because it's bad for the intestines, and they told him that old wine is good for the intestines. Old wine is permitted, and not only is old wine permitted, but all wine is permitted. Koinam batzel sheini toyem shad batzel wa lelev amulei valei akufi yofel lelev huta bekufi valei bekufi bavad huta ela bechol habatzalim. Koinam onions that will not taste because they are bad for the heart, and they told him that onions of kufi are good for the heart. Kufi onions are permitted, and not only kufi onions are permitted, but all onions are permitted. Masish haya behitiu v'meir bechol habatzalim. Such a case occurred, and Rameir permitted all onions then. And the Gemara says, Tani, huta, it should say, Hayim so'i, Rimenu, Ulamata, Muta, Rimenu, Lamala, Asa. The Gemara brings a baisa, when he forbade this one, and this one, and this one, then if the middle one was permitted, he and below him, means after him, are permitted, and from him above, before him, are prohibited.
Tani, b'shem Rabbi Nosson, yesh nedev shemiksasei, batalo, ksasei kaim. Kate said, Noda, minak alkola, vahayu, shom, b'nei sheva, The name of Rabbi Nosson says there is a vow that's partially bottled and partially sustained. How is it? He vowed from a basket and there were b'nois sheva, which is a fine species of figs there. He said, had I known that there are b'nois sheva there, I would not have vowed. Then b'nois sheva are permitted. Not only b'nei sheva are permitted, but actually the entire basket. Aber im Amma, ilu ha'yisi yodeh sheyesh sham b'nei sheva lo ha'yisi noideh b'nei sheva, lo yhuta ela b'nei sheva bovad. But if he said, had I known that there are b'nei sheva there, I would not have vowed from b'nei sheva. Only b'nei sheva are permitted. In this case, we don't say the vow that is partially bottle is totally bottle. Now halacha zayin. We may be poiseach with a person's own honor and his children's honor. So he tells the Noida, had you known that later people will say about you that this is Ploni's practice to divorce his wives, they will say about your daughters, they were born out of wedlock from a divorcee after their mother's divorce, what infidelity was seen in their mother to be divorced, would you have vowed? If he says, had I known this, it was so, I would not have vowed, then it is permitted. Gemara says, Tani, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Oimer, Ein Poischem, Le'Adam, Ele'Vechuit, Atzmei Bovad. Ramah brings a baisa of Yidu and Veseyu, we may be poser for a man only with his own honor. Ado chada itza nadvus min balta asas legavi v'yochen amala ilu havis yadas de baltech nasfa shum bish nadvus havis ama loy v'shaloy. Is that the case of a woman who vowed from her daughter? She came to Beuchen and he told her, had you known that your daughter will get a bad reputation, would you have vowed? And she said no, and he permitted her. What's the chiddush here? Is this not our Mishnah? We are paisach for the person's honor and his children's honor. But if this book, Rabbi Yehuda ben Veseyu, the answer is you should not think like Rabbi Yehuda ben Veseyu. We're paseach only with his own honor. And now we come to halacha ches. Koinim she'eni noseh plonis ku'uahi ha'ohi noe shachuhi v'ha'ohi levona k'tzov ha'ohi ha'uka mutaba. If one said koinim will not marry plonis because she's ugly and she's actually pretty, or because she's black or short and Julie is white or tall, then she is permitted him. O'vnei she'hi ku'ua v'nasis noa it's not because she was ugly and became pretty, or she was black and became whiter, or she was short and she became taller, but rather the vow was a mistake from the beginning. A case occurred in which a man vowed Hana from his sister's daughter. They took her to Rabbi Shmuel's house and prettied her up. Amalai Rabbi Shmuel, Bani, Mizu Nadauta, Amalai Lav, Vetiroi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, did you vow from this girl? And he said, no, and Rabbi Shmuel permitted him. Oisashah Bacha Rabbi Shmuel, Bani Shisor, Noisein Elasha Anius, Minavalosam. At that time, Rabbi Shmuel cried that the Bani Shisor are pretty, but poverty sallies them. And everyone says, Asa'la, Ayin Shazav, Shain Shazav, Lashon hazeh ama lai zocha b'masha aleha. Rabbi Shmuel made for her a gold eye and a gold tooth, so that her uncle would overlook her false tooth, and said to him, acquire what is on her. Now we come to halacha tes, because you may spend it, Rabbi Shmuel noises kina, by meres penes yisol, al Rabbi Shmuel bekina. When Rabbi Shmuel died, Bnei Yisrael lamented and said, Bnei Yisrael, cry over Rabbi Shmuel. V'chein hu oimer b'shol, Bnei Yisrael, el shol, makina v'leimer. It is similar about shol ha-melech, it's lashon Bnei Yisrael, el shol, v'china. The Gemara says, k'siv Bnei Yisrael, el shol, makina v'leimer. The Gemara says, it says something about shol, Bnei Yisrael, el shol, v'china. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nehemiah argue about this. One said it's literally Bnei Yisrael, when their husband went out to war, he fed the wives. Why did it say in Shmuel Beis Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, O daughter of Esau, weep over Shaul, etc. And then it says, who put golden ornaments on your clothes. She'in tachshid noya ela al guf mo'odam. And so that an ornament is beautiful only on a pampered, well-fed body, so it shows that he must have given them food. V'chon amma v'nei Esau, v'noyes she'bi Esau, sanhedrius she'li Esau, haya roya kas chaverim, v'machilim mashkam. The other, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nehemiah said that Bnei Yisrael refers to Bnei Yisrael, the builders of Yisrael, meaning the Sanhedrin of Yisrael, who would see a group of Chachamim and feed and clothe them. And what does it mean that in the Pasuk, when it said that, and he clothed them with gold ornaments, Chacham don't wear gold ornaments. Shai Shemir, Tam, Halacha, Mepi, Chacham, and Makalsi. And says he would hear a reason in halacha from a chacham, and he would praise it. Adnalach peret Rabbi Eliezer.